United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we continue our series of studies on Messiah, Yeshua, and the Seven Feasts of the Lord. The Voice of Many Waters congregation meets every Shabbat at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Services begin at 1 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562 for more information. Check us out on the web at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, good morning, Dr. Jan here at American Network, and of course, as you've heard me say many times, the very essence of the struggle we're involved in today for the survival of Christian civilization is the fact that there is a conspiracy against God, against Christianity. It involves people at the highest level and most powerful positions in our nation. This is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. How about you remove God from our way of life and you destroy it? As John Adams had said so well, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And that's why, of course, they want to take God out of our way of life. For as Adams had said, those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. Well, they've not only eroded and removed God from our schools and moral training from our schools and morality and honesty and integrity from almost every aspect of life in America, specifically from every aspect of government. But now our military is under attack. And, of course, they have passed regulations that military leaders are no longer to lead in prayer, that military chaplains are not to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, because they want to undermine the religious foundation of our nation. After all, our military is different than the rest of society. And if you have people in the military who have no moral foundation, then how will our military be any different than the German or Italian military that was used to suppress the people recently? They passed the National Defense Appropriations Act, which was to allow the American military to arrest any citizen, not our own military, not the FBI, of the military to arrest citizens who were accused of being terrorists. They didn't have to be. All they had to do was accuse of being a terrorist, and then they could be detained indefinitely. Why did they pick the military to do that? Why? Because they want an organization that has no religious foundation and no loyalty other than to say, yes, sir, no, sir, we will carry out the directives of the tyrants. Well, Colonel Ron Ray is a retired Marine Corps colonel, and he has taken it upon himself to try to reinstill the moral fabric of our military and the concept that our nation as military, without prayer, without the ability to pray in the name of our Lord, will soon become a tyrannical organization. And he's gone into the history of prayer in the American military to try to rekindle that flickering flame that is still there. We still have a wonderful military. The majority of our people hold high military, hold high religious standards. But, of course, they're being told, oh, this was never the American military. It has always been a godless organization. Well, that's not true. Colonel, you pick up the story.
I appreciate it, Stan. Good morning to you, and I appreciate you getting up bright and early this morning. Yes, the first two principles of the American military have been under attack now for many, many, many years. The first principle was called exemplary conduct. Now, these principles were laid down by our founding fathers, John Adams, and six or seven other founders laid down the principles primarily for the Continental Navy and Marine Corps, and similarly for the Continental Army. And the first principle required the commanding officers to show in their personal life in every way virtue, highest degree of virtue, honor, patriotism, and subordination. And they were specifically charged to be vigilant to inspect all of the behavior for those under their command, to guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior. And that principle was reenacted in 1956 by President Eisenhower, after the upheaval at World War II and the penetration of Soviet agents into our national security and diplomatic apparatus in the Truman and Roosevelt administrations. And one of the things he did, of course, was to restore that first principle and reenact it. Congressman reenacted it in 1956 and expanded it. But he also was, for the same reason, Eisenhower, put under God in the Pledge of Allegiance and passed a code of conduct for the military, which talked about the high standards and that they would defend their God and their country as part of the code of conduct that everybody took right on through the 60s and 70s. But the second principle was prayer. Guess how often prayer was held in the Continental Army, Continental Navy, and the small Marine Corps that we had. Well, they had prayer and divine services twice a day and a sermon every week, combat operations and weather notwithstanding. And a man that I came to know and respect and work very closely with back during the 80s and early 90s was Admiral Tom Moore, who had been chief of naval operations under Johnson administration, and he had been the chairman of the Joint Chiefs under the Nixon administration. And he asked me to be a staff person with several others, a PhD, a researcher, a Library of Congress assistant. And we did a research for him on the history of prayer in the American Armed Forces. Went all the way back and started collecting prayer books. So there was even from the late 1600s, a British prayer book that was passed out to American colonial militia. And but we began to put this all together. We published the report, and the summation of the report, these are Admiral Poindexter, who was chief of staff of Ronald Reagan and the first in his class at the Naval Academy, two-star Admiral Hill, who was in a diplomatic mission in South America and during World War II fought in surface warfare, submarines, and then went to Pensacola and learned to fly, and his last combat mission during World War II was as a Navy pilot. And we had Ray Davis, a Marine Corps Assistant Commandant, Medal of Honor winner from World War II, was on this board and commission, and they put this report together. And the summation of the report delivered by the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs was that as follows, and I'm quoting, "Prayer for the common good and acknowledgement of divine providence is a central, official, and historical tenet."
Hold that thought, Colonel. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Pittsburgh, I guess, this morning is Colonel Ron Ray. And Colonel Ray was just talking about this report that was put out and eventually submitted by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talking about the importance of prayer in the military. Because even at that time, prayer was under attack. God was under attack. And you must understand, there is an organized, orchestrated effort to change the structure of our society, of being coordinated by the people who control America today and control certainly our banking system, our corporations, the leadership of both political parties who pay homage to prayer but don't really believe in it. They control the educational system. They control our religious seminaries. They control our great tax-exempt foundations. They control our media, our entertainment. Everything is controlled by a small group of people who have a different agenda because they have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. Colonel, go right ahead.
Well, like I say, the bottom line of that report that was pulled together over quite some time and looked at 73, I think, American military prayer books that were distributed by the U.S. government, by the military, to our military, and every war going all the way back to the French and Indian War, and the War for American Independence, the War of 1812, the Mexican War, the War between the States, Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War and the Vietnam War, and what happened in the last 20 or 25 years, it's started as unwritten and subtle, but in the late part of the Clinton administration, it got to be that it was no longer an unwritten policy prohibiting Christian prayer in the armed forces, and particularly even chaplains, but the American military was the leaders always led in prayer before they led in battle, which was inspiring to their troops and gave them a sense that they wouldn't be wasted for any purpose. But the Army Lawyer Headquarters Department of the Army, and it's from the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School in Charlottesville, Virginia, where all Army lawyers are trained, and it's a higher education for military lawyers in general. Basically, this was November 1998, leader-led prayer prohibited in the Army Lawyer, and you cannot use the name of Jesus Christ or any sectarian name in prayers. Chaplains should always be preferred because they will, but they can't pray. The chaplains can't pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Many of them are standing up. Many of them are standing up about the notion of homosexuality and homosexual marriage. So-called civil union, undermining marriage in the military. So these principles are very, very, very important. And what we've done is taken that report and that work that First Principles Press has done over the last 10 or 12 years. We have developed a collection of American military. We've selected prayers from all of those conflicts America was involved in over the history of 300 years, and we put that together, 280 prayers, and we have the case for prayer, and that we're hopeful that churches and veterans groups will get a hold of this and provide it to those serving in the military today to encourage them, to let them know that that America does care, and that they will understand that and be able to make a stand for prayer in the armed forces, because they've got the history there. And when they pray in the name of Jesus Christ, it's because some of our leading admirals and generals and political figures recommended these prayers be included in the prayer books that were distributed. We uncovered 34 senior military authorities, including 4 and 5-star generals from the Army: Bradley, Clark, Clay, Collins, Devers, Eisenhower, MacArthur, Marshall, Patton, the Navy, Admiral Nimitz, the Air Force, Vandenberg, Marines, Gates, Holcomb, Vandergriff, all commandants of the Marine Corps, had recommended these prayers be brought forward. George Marshall, who was Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense, as well as a 5-star general during World War II, he viewed the spiritual life of a soldier as much more important than his physical equipment. Officer training, including routine public prayer, acquaints future commanders, young leaders, before the crisis of battle to those crucial intangibles related to the life of the spirit and the soul, and the military necessity of prayer to any effective military leadership. America's dependence upon leader-led prayer and divine providence in time of national danger debuted many, many times before the Declaration of Independence, and is contained in the inaugural address of every president. All this is available. And our POWs and the testimonies they gave, Jeremiah Denton, the first POW off the plane when our POWs came out of Hanoi in January 1973, who saluted the nation and said we were proud to have served the nation under difficult circumstances, made a declaration when he was had his first press conference. He, I couldn't prayer more than thought or anything else is the firmest anchor. A man does a lot of praying in an enemy prison. I could not have survived if I had not rested on prayer. So firstprinciplespress.org, you can get a pre-publication edition of this, place your order, firstprinciplespress.org. It'll be published and available on the February 29th of this year. It'll be a pre-publication price of $9.95, and you can get that online, First Principles, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E-S, press.org, firstprinciplespress.org. You can order online, and you can provide this to civic leaders, religious leaders. You can provide it to those in the military, provide it to those in law enforcement, and provide it to those in civic organizations, and particularly America's veterans need to know about this and get engaged in standing up for the restoration of prayer in the armed forces, and that the historic prayers in the name of Jesus Christ when we were winning our wars were the prayers that were prayed, and you need to understand what the case for prayer is and make it available to those you know. And
Colonel, is there a telephone number that they can call to pre-order that book?
You got the easiest thing to do is get online, firstprinciplespress.org, firstprinciplespress.org. If they have a problem, I could give you a phone number, but I'm not equipped, to handle a large number of phone orders. But you can do it online, and we'll get them out as soon as they come off the presses at the end of the month. And I thought we've already shown retired flag and general officers, some senior pastors, early draft, the first draft of this thing, and very greatly moved by it, and are thrilled to have it. And you can't fight the revolutionary change in America with nothing. The question is, you have to have good authority. This is the historical authority that traces back over 300 years the history of Christian prayer in the U.S. Armed Forces. And this is something that needs to be done. and I'm just encouraging you to do it. And the name of the prayer book, the collection, is Endowed by Their Creator from the Declaration of Independence, a historic collection of American military prayers, 1774 to present. And it grows out of, like I said, over 10 years of research and the Virginia Military Institute case, where some of the most powerful, well-funded enemies of the United States and the Christian Foundation, Christian land, Christian people, even as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court said, and VMI is still able to pray. The history of this early history of the prayer in the military was made an appendix. The report that Admiral Moore put out was made an appendix to the case that went to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, which held 6-6. 6-6 tied. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court looked at the case, decided they wouldn't hear the case, but they issued a 16-page ruling, and that held that there was no injunction barring the Virginia Military Institute. There's still prayer at the Virginia Military Institute. You put the truth on the table, it's possible to prevail, and it depends on you all now to 74 prayer books published and distributed to our fighting forces over the last 300 years. Very important for you to get a hold of this. It's a valuable resource, and we dedicated, endowed by their creator, to those who serve. We offer this, we'd offer this historical case for prayer, and it's an accompanying collection of military prayers as hundreds of years of evidence for the military necessity of leader-led and chaplain-led prayer in America's armed forces.
But they know if they can destroy the religious foundation of our military, they can destroy our military, just as they know that if they can destroy the Christian foundation of America, they can destroy
America. Well, if they get off the couch now and go ahead and order some of these and give them to influential people, give them to your state senator, give them to your state representative, give them to judges, give them to lawyers, give them to pastors, give them to veterans and those that lead local veterans organizations, the American Legion, the VFW, the DAV. I've spoken to all of those local groups in my area and hoping to get in front of some national groups as well. But with your prayers and your action, prayer could continue to preserve the character of America and its fighting forces, provide liberty and justice for all, and peace and prosperity in our sweet land of the free and home of the brave. We're humbly grateful to dedicate this book and honor this collection of military prayers to those who served and sacrificed to maintain America's spirit and liberty since her founding. And believe me when I can say one man can make a difference. If you show up and put the truth on the table, and we're talking about this official history, you put the truth on the table, it will prevail. If you're invited to go to a Rotary Club and they ask you to pray, don't be intimidated. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a prayer from the prayer book. Pray one of those prayers, historic prayers, and give the historic context, and people will understand that we have the right to pray in a Christian land governed by Christian principles. We have a right to pray. And you need to know, when you don't know our history, the enemy can come in, nose under the tent, and gradually we've lost very precious rights and liberties.
Yes, Colonel, you know, as you well know, so many of our chaplains are simply going along and saying, yes, sir, we will no longer pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We need men who are willing to stand up and say, I'm going to do what's right, no matter what. Officials in Washington, D.C. say, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Remember, the enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing. The enemy is in Washington, D.C. today, and sitting in New York City, where all of this is being coordinated.
You know,
how do the people in the military feel about this effort to destroy the religious foundation of our military? How do the high-ranking officers in the military today feel, and why aren't they speaking out on this subject today?
Well, there's a little some that are. Sadly, what happened? If you go back to the Ford administration, you might remember a young man named Donald Rumsfeld was the youngest Secretary of Defense under the Ford administration, and a man named Dick Cheney was the chief of staff of Gerald Ford, and they began the movement, the first movement to put women in the service academies under Gerald Ford, Republican, right? And that's a very important thing to know, because as a presidential commissioner, looking at the proper role and assignment of women in the military in 1992, put on there by President George Herbert Walker Bush, I heard former communist David Horowitz testify in August of 1992 before that presidential commission that he was acknowledged, as he did in his book Radical Son, that he was raised as a dedicated Bolshevik in a home dedicated to the subversion and overthrow of America and all of its institutions. And he said, subject to the penalties of perjury, that in the 60s we'd achieved our objectives in undermining all your institutions except the armed forces. And then he said by name, we determined the best way to continue undermining the armed forces in America was to advance a notion of women in the combat arms and promoting homosexuality in the armed services. This was in 92. You can see that the women have been put in combat as of the last week or 10 days in Washington, D.C., so the standards are changing.
Hold that thought, Colonel. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director, at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. For details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray, and he was just saying that David Horowitz, who was a raised in a communist family, had joined the Communist Party, and and worked with the communists for many years. And, of course, one of the things that they determined was the best way to destroy and undermine our military was to encourage open homosexuality in the military and women in combat, destroy the moral fabric of our military. And, of course, those things have been introduced into the military today. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, America is under attack, and the people who are promoting that in our own military were Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, both members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Rumsfeld eventually dropped out, but he has Cheney, of course, trilateralist, CFR. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know. Colonel, before we go on, I want you to get out your means by which people get in touch with your ministry. And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question. 877-254-7524. This is a very important subject. You need to get this book. You can get it from Colonel Ray. We will carry it later. I'm hoping Colonel Ray will send me a copy as soon as it's off the press. Because
you can be sure of that. As soon as they come in, they have the money.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
FirstPrinciplesPress.org. That's a lowercase, FirstPrinciples, L-E-S, Press.org, $9.95, pre-publication price after the 29th. It'll go up. When World War II was over, to talk about how important prayer is in the military, that a liberal group of scholars began to take a look at why men fight after the war. And the Social Science Research Council held that prayer was selected more than anything else as the soldier's source of motivation faced with the death and challenges of combat. That was the number one thing. And these were not people looking for that answer. These weren't church scholars. These were university and by and large liberal scholars. The motivation of prayer was selected over the next highest categories, such as you thinking that you couldn't let the other men down, or thinking that you had to finish the job in order to get home again. And from the responses across the Mediterranean theater, the Pacific theater, they all held, overwhelmingly so, overwhelmingly the majority of combat men said prayer helped them a lot. Certainly means that they found universal recourse to prayer and probably found the most important consolation in the process when they were losing their buddies and faced I'm a combat veteran, and there's a lot of things that work on you in that nation if you can't in that situation. So I'm saying to you that this is possible to make a difference. You have the case made. The case needs to be put in the hands of our leaders, both civic and religious. And that's firstprinciplespress.org. Books will be available then the first week in March. I'd like to tell, if I could, Stan, just one example of what's happened. In the POW camps at the Hanoi Hilton, Brigadier General Robinson Reisner was an Air Force fighter pilot. And the North Vietnamese were doing everything they could. Not only were they torturing these men, these American, mostly pilots, but the point was they wouldn't let them hold a prayer session. They wouldn't let them sing hymns. They were pushing a hostily atheistic regime on them. And when he came back, Robinson Reisner described his own personal example, having been tortured. And he was a leader, and when somebody took the lead, they would come in, make them, and torture them. And this is what he said when he came back to the United States. I could not have existed if I had not been able to pray. To be able to mention in prayer the names of my wife, children, friends, relatives, and fellow POWs who I knew were being tortured or mistreated brought us all together. The thousands of miles, the walls of my cell, the guards were all transcended by the dimension of heavenly prayer and communication. Now, what's really interesting is that they finally were all singing a hymn and praying the Lord's Prayer, and the guards came in with the butts of the rifles and were beating the men in the corner, and they knew Reisner was the leader, so they grabbed Reisner and carried him out, and all the rest of the POWs, even in the face of the butt strokes of the guards. He said, "I felt like I was 9 feet tall and could go bear hunting with a switch," after he heard the remaining 46 POWs in the room begin singing the Star Spangled Banner. Despite severe persecution and torture, the POWs continued to hold prayer services, even while in solitary confinement, by listening to each other pray from within their cells. Jeremiah Denton shared command in the Hanoi Hilton and said what he said there. Now, the Air Force, after the Vietnam War was over, because of his bravery, is the decorations, of the fact that he stood in when anybody who took leadership was tortured, and brutally tortured. People can't imagine what was done. They built a statue on the parade ground at the Air Force Academy where the statue of Reisner was 9 feet tall to remember what he felt like when they sang the Star Spangled Banner and prayed the Lord's Prayer, and the guards couldn't stop it. Now we have... Here's where we are. The Pentagon and our national security leadership is taking the same position about prayer in the armed forces today that the North Vietnamese leadership took in Hanoi at the Hanoi Hilton during the Vietnam War. The anti-prayer hostility is the same. And that should be a wake-up call to anybody out there, particularly you Vietnam veterans. And some of you other veterans know, you need to get a hold of this collection of American historic American military prayers with a case for prayer, and you can get it at firstprinciplespress.org. That's firstprinciplespress.org. And I think that we owe it to those who've gone before to be faithful in our own time. And I want to also just pass on to you that how big a deal was prayer? How big a deal did it mean in Korea? Some of you veterans may know the story, but when MacArthur did his attack, when he went around the Korean Peninsula and attacked at Incheon behind the North Korean army, and they captured Incheon in one of the boldest strikes in American military history. Well, the Koreans, like many of the Chinese and many Orientals, they look at your success in battle as coming from your God. And they realize, after the brilliance of that campaign, that the Americans had a God that was more powerful than the God of the Korean, the Northern Korean military. And they asked him to come speak to the parliament. So MacArthur came to speak to the parliament, South Korean parliament, and he led them in the Lord's Prayer. And they wanted to know about Christianity because of the success they'd seen MacArthur have in force of arms.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet,
Take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we were, the American people were infuriated when they heard about the torture of the American soldiers held in captivity in Vietnam. And yet our military has adopted torture as a standard procedure. And if you doubt it, you need to read Major General Tuguba's report on what happened at Abu Ghraib prison. They tell you, it was just enhanced interrogation. Major General Tuguba was ordered to investigate what happened at Abu Ghraib and told that if he reported the truth, it would end his military career. Well, he was a man of integrity. He reported the truth. He was called by a senior officer and told to submit his resignation, which he did. That was the end of his military career. His crime? He told the truth. We carry Major Tuguba's report on what happened at Abu Ghraib, and believe me, it was far more than just waterboarding. But this is why, under the National Defense Appropriations Act, the Senate voted recently that American citizens could be arrested by the military and held indefinitely by the military, without the right of habeas corpus, without a trial, until the war on terrorism is over. And ladies and gentlemen, it's never going to end. And when they tried to put in an amendment to that legislation that it could not involve any American citizen, of course it was voted down. We're in real trouble. They've taken God out of our military. They've agreed to torture as standard American military procedure. Every one of our Republican presidential candidates, except for one, supports enhanced interrogation. That's just a nice name for torture. Torture of innocent people, because you don't know whether they're guilty or innocent until they confess, and they'll confess to anything under torture. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And the question is, what are you people out there in the listening audience going to do? I think what Colonel Ray has done is to get put together a wonderful weapon we have going into the background of prayer in the American military, and understanding that if we do not have a revival in America, then freedom as we have known it will soon become only a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Colonel.
Well, it's interesting that, as I said, we've collected in the report, which is separate from the collection of prayers. The report is available to those who would like it to send me an email to ColonelRonRay@gmail.com, ColonelRonRay@gmail.com, or through the First Principles Press. I'm a volunteer and sometimes a representative of First Principles, particularly in Washington, for educational purposes. I think it's important to know that if you look at the inaugural, the references to God and His government, divine providence, are in the inaugural addresses of every president. And the official national motto, "In God We Trust," is still the official national motto. And I speak to JROTC students across the Commonwealth of Kentucky and elsewhere, and I always open my remarks by saying America's official national motto is "In God We Trust," and I ask them why. They don't know. They haven't been taught at church, home, haven't been taught in school and haven't been taught about mass media and not learning it on the internet. It's interesting that they don't know why. In fact, in Kentucky in 2002 and 2006, Homeland Security laws were passed that both proclaim that ultimately the security of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, this is the General Assembly now, House controlled by Democrats, the Republicans controlled the Senate, and they both agreed overwhelmingly that they should put in the Homeland Security law that the protection of Almighty God is the real security of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Well, the ACLU and their friends, a group called American Atheists, came in and filed suit against the Kentucky General Assembly. I was asked to file a friend of the court brief, Judge Roy Moore, Alabama, great American and a former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama. We filed two briefs, one on behalf, actually representing the House members, 96% of the House members who were Democrats primarily, and the Republicans in the Senate, 96 or 7%. They wanted to be heard, and they asked that the protection of Almighty God, which is in the preamble to the Kentucky Constitution, be reaffirmed in the Homeland Security law. And a trial judge struck it down, and it went to the Court of Appeals, and our brief in the Court of Appeals prevailed, 2-1. They overturned it, and we're waiting to hear any day now whether or not a discretionary review to the Kentucky Supreme Court. But the case got national attention because it took the words right out of the Constitution of Kentucky preamble. And it was difficult to do that, and we're going to have to go another round if the Supreme Court hears a rehearing. We're hoping they're going to deny the rehearing, in which case the success we had in the Court of Appeals will stand. But we think that if you look at what the Obama administration did, World War II is still something people talk about, the only good war. They talk about Korea and Vietnam is something less than that. But, I mean, you hear people use that phrase. When the work was being done on the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., the veterans who were putting up the money and leading the effort wanted to put a commander-in-chief's prayer that was prayed on all the ships that were going to make the landing at Normandy on D-Day, the 6th of June, 1944. And the Obama administration, loud and clear, publicly proclaimed that that prayer and no other prayer would be put on the World War II memorial. And there should have been an outcry from every veterans organization in America. In other words, the point is, I've said many, many times, veterans of World War II, land, sea, and air, and subsurface, submarines, you know, when a unit was really in trouble, when a squadron was really in trouble, airplanes, submarines, whatever, when the common expression was that outfit doesn't have a prayer. Well, now we're back to that place where our armed forces not going to have a prayer.
God bless you, Colonel. We'll talk to you later. Thanks very much.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan here, we have very, very real problem here in the United States because there is an organized, orchestrated, subversive effort on the part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness to destroy the religious foundation of this country. And because they control the media and the educational programs and the entertainment industry, they largely control what the American people think. It's time to take America back. We fortunately have many movies now that are put out by private producers that actually have a strong Christian message. And this is what we need to do, is to rekindle in the hearts and minds of our people that belief in our Lord, which was at one time the very foundation of this country. Because you see, America was great because America was good. America is no longer good. We embrace torture. Our leaders, every one of the Republican political candidates for president supports torture, except for Ron Paul, who is marginalized by the controlled media. It's time the American people get involved, and you need to help us get the information out. Certainly the place to start, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with them, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We suggest you get this in the Barry Goldwater's book, with no apologies. We have secondhand copies. Read from page 280 on, where he tells you about David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, and the fact that they want to take over the financial and corporate interests of the world by first seizing control of the American government. Go to my web page, my articles. Certainly, you can find the right ones by going to your search engine and typing in Radio Liberty Trilateral Commission. Read those articles. Read my newsletters at RadioLiberty.com. Copy them. Circulate them. Get people to understand that their minds are controlled. We have six major corporations that control the major media outlets. We have six major banks that control 70% of the banking assets in the United States. We have one political party with two branches. And this is going to continue unless you get involved. They have infiltrated our churches. They've intimidated our ministers. Some of our major religious leaders are on the other side. Ted Haggard, the head of the 330 million member Evangelical National Association of Evangelical Christians, was a pot-smoking homosexual. And he was in that position because the people who surrounded him at the highest levels of the Protestant church were exactly the same. We see the corruption, the pedophilia, the perversion within the Catholic Church. Christianity is under attack today. They've infiltrated our institution. It's time we begin taking America back. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We are having some problems financially. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. so many of the people that have supported us in the past are having financial problems. We're going to see lots more. So if you're one of those fortunate people, please give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created.